Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 3rd, Wednesday, 2019, day 184. Today's topic, be responsive to God's assignment. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 144 verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 3 to chapter 23 verse 30, Acts chapter 21 verse 37 to chapter 22 verse 16. Proverbs 18, verses 11 to 12. Today we have two main passages. The first one is from 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 18 to 20. Tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I have spoken against this place and its people, that they would become a curse. And be laid waste. And because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore I will gather you to your ancestors, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place. So they took her answer back to the king. The second passage is Acts chapter 22, verses 8 to 10. Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" I asked, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord?" I asked. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go to Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. I received two very important key words today. One in 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 19, responsive. The other from Acts chapter 22 verse 10, assignment. In the Bible it says that all that you have been assigned to do, but what I received is just one word, assignment. King Josiah was willing to be responsive to God's warning in the Bible, and his assignment is to lead Israel to repent. The sin from his three generations' ancestors was being forgiven, and he could live. Paul Saul was responsive to God's calling. His assignment was to get up and go to Damascus, and God will send someone to tell him his assignment. So how about you? How do you be responsive to God's assignment? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have faith and action to be responsive to your assignment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to have faith and action to be responsive to your assignment? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.